Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, let's talk about this season, the season we're in, the season for eating and drinking and socialising and stress and excess. And oh my God, actually, I'm getting a bit anxious just talking about it. Nurse Sarah Kearns is in front of me. This year in particular, I don't know what it is.
People have come out of the traps quick, haven't they?
It's too soon.
I booked a December dinner at Pals when I didn't do the book, and I'm not that type of person.
You're not that one.
It's usually
that friend.
The eldest of the family, you know, who's the type A personality. Mm-hmm. Like, let's get Una Mass booked in August.
Yes.
Do you know, there's a deadly woman called Siobhan Murray. You probably had her on the show. She specializes in burnout, right? And she always says the definition of self-care isn't getting your nails or hair done. She says that's maintenance, but it's saying no to the things you don't actually want to do and how important that is.
But the obligation.
Oh, I know.
Is overwhelming. I know it is. I mean, everything is triggering for me at the moment. I took my dog for a walk yesterday and I walked down this road and I saw a Christmas tree in the window and I was gone. I was nearly having a panic attack.
Are we even into the 20s?
It's still the 16th of November, Sarah. The 16th. Full
also
lights
by the time
on.
Christmas Day comes, if there's a dead tree in your house, like miserable.
Yeah.
And the hoovering that you'd be impacted.
It's relentless. Okay, but it comes in different forms. So that's social anxiety stress. That's hitting me hard. But how can we, over this whole period now, and it's happening earlier and earlier, isn't it? Like you said there. But how can we just take a breath and tackle the stress that it brings?
Do you know what that old classic, control the controllables, right? And that's what you really got to do. So you're going to have these nights out that you kind of feel, not that you have to go to, but you actually might want to go to, and you know they're going to be late nights, but you need to look after yourself in the days that you're not at anything. You need to look after your diet, so, you know, and your anxiety. You need to sleep well, and you need those days that any sense of, like, any day that you can control and you can look after yourself, you got to get it, clasp it with both hands. And I think, like, we're going to have later nights out. A lot of Christmas parties are going to be like Thursday nights and things like that. So you're going to have to try and deal with, like, Fridays, maybe trying to get through work and all that, right? And you need to look after your health, like, in terms of keeping a good diet. Like, simple stuff is just put more energy. If you're going to be out and, like, think about, we're not even talking about alcohol. We're talking about alcohol mixed with that grazing, you know, the platters of food going around and all of a sudden you're 14 sausage rolls in. You're like, oh God, like, not a vegetable to be seen, all that sort of stuff. But that, all of that is fine and it's enjoyable, and lean in and enjoy it. But then the days for your own sake, for your own body, for your own digestion, for your own heartburn, all of that, you need to try and look after yourself the days that you can. So, like, the days that you're not out late, you need to start really well with, like, you know, good healthy protein-based breakfast. Yeah. Hydration will be the absolute utmost. Taking a multivitamin, getting a colourful diet, and do that.
And I heard, is it true, Sarah, that, you know, hydrate, don't just be drinking 2 pints of water when you get home from a night out.
No, total waste of time. Yeah.
Start in...
in the morning.
In the morning.
Yeah.
And
so
up your intake.
100%. So if you actually know the simplest way, okay, so we all need, like, 1.5, 2 litres of water a day, right? And that actually, if you think about that, that can be teas, whatever, like, that's all inclusive. However, the biggest thing is the colour of your urine. So we want a straw colour. We want it nearly clear that there's no colour.
Yeah.
So you need to consistently keep that, to know that your kidneys and everything are functioning really well and without our bodies are hydrated. So you need to consistently, and, like, if you know that you're going to be on at your Christmas party from 5 p.m. on a Thursday, you need to be up, out of the traps early from that, and, like, drinking water and keeping the fluid up and having that clear urine all day so that you go in. Also, drinking empty stomach, disaster. Eat something, think about yourself and prioritise yourself. If you know that you're going to a Christmas party, the platters of food are going to come around at 6:30, why don't you have a snack at 4:30 so you're not drinking an empty stomach?
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's a really, really good tip. And sleep, obviously, focusing on your sleep.
Yeah.
If you can.
If you can. So think about the screen time and all the things that impact our sleep, that anxiety. Think about maybe getting a Headspace app, all those kind of things, and try and sleep and recover as much as you can. Because the late nights can really throw you off. I had late night on Tuesday and I think I'm only kind of feeling like I'm gonna get today.
Let's talk about indigestion and heartburn, which I tend to get. Is there any quick remedies for this?
Listen, there's over-the-counter stuff. Rennies, the Rennies and all that. And actually ask your pharmacist. There is over-the-counter stuff. But you actually know some people are mithered with heartburn. They're really, and you actually, kind of before you get into the season, like, because we're only mid November. How, if you are a heartburn sufferer and you know that you're going to be really suffering at the Christmas period, just have come out. It would be really advisable to keep a bit of a diary and get a good grasp on what actually causes the heartburn. Is it fizzy drinks, carbonated drinks? Is it alcohol? Is it whatever it is that's driving the heartburn? Some people are just super prone to it. And Gaviscon's can be really effective. But like, okay. Yeah, I had heartburn on one of my kids. You can get like stuff, really good stuff like proteins and stuff over the counter. Actually talking to the pharmacist because it's actually super kind of modern. Things have moved on since the Rennie or the Alka-Seltzer.
And we don't talk to our pharmacist enough.
We do not.
We tend to go, oh, every I need time, to go to yeah. the doctor.
And they're amazing. Yeah. Their insight knowledge is mm-hmm. incredible. They're mm-hmm. totally under-tapped.
Really. Okay, let's talk. Let's get real here. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have a few too many lemonades. It's going to happen, right? Yeah. We know that. For a lot of us who can't say no. What about mixing drinks? That's completely bad because sometimes you might like a little glass of bubbles to kick off with and then you will have a bit of wine with dinner and then you'd be on to the gin and tonics or whatever after that.
Just
and then you
more
might have
the
a little
quantity.
Shot.
Is some it drinks, yeah. it you know what it is. And some drinks will give you the worst, like the cognacs. Mm-hmm. I can't cope with any of that. Mm-hmm. Like I just, oh my God, my husband loves a whiskey. I can't even sit beside him on the couch. I just can't cope at all. I think it does date back to the 90s when I was 22 and did a shot of whiskey and it came straight back up. I don't think I'll ever be the same person
like
again.
Me and Perno.
Yeah, horrendous. But do you know what it is? It is, listen, it isn't great mixing drinks. Also, because you are changing drinks, you can tend to drink a bit quicker. So if you're just on sticking to red wine, right, and you go in, you're not as glugging it as much. But if you go champagne and then somebody gives you a margarita, you're so excited. It's a new flavour, it's a new taste. And actually, so you drink quicker, you drink more, and then the sugary element off the cocktails is a disaster.
Yeah,
absolutely. And like, I don't want this to be totally about weight focused because we are going to gain a little bit of weight over Christmas. But like, you know, in terms of overall health, like the calories in a cocktail is wild, like 500-600 calories. Like it's some of them like absolutely bonkers. So just mindful of that. And actually, if you are a weight conscious person, I, as you know, I've type 1 diabetes. So actually, if I gain weight, my whole insulin requirements mm-hmm. get totally shifted. So I try and actually maintain my weight for my health. Right. And I think that probably goes it for most people, do you know, in terms of maintaining your health. But I absolutely, my rule of thumb, I love a gin and tonic. So I go gin and slimline. And that cuts out 100 calories a drink. For me, like that makes a huge big
difference.
These
little changes. Yeah, and obviously drinking responsibly.
Drinking responsibly. And you know, if you go on like a drink and a glass of water between drinks, avoiding rounds. Oh my God.
Yeah.
They are bad because all of a sudden you have four drinks and you feel obliged because someone has paid for them. Mm-hmm. Do you know? So stay away from
rounds
if you can. And watching the drink driving.
Yeah.
So over half of drink driving arrests are between midnight and 6 a.m. So people are still drink driving. It's crazy. But here's one thing. Somebody had said to me recently about, oh, I just had a couple of coffees. I'm fine. There is no drinking water does not, or drinking a coffee, eliminate your alcohol. The only thing that gets alcohol out of your body is that your liver fights it because it's a toxin and it's fighting it, right? And then it takes like an hour per standard drink. And that's where the mixing drinks can be a complete disaster because like you might have a glass of beer, standard drink, but then you might have a margarita and depending on the wherever, that could be three. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there, being so careful the next morning. I know some pharmacists do it, but it's kind of hard to find them. I'd love
a
if
home
it was
drink
a
test.
Whole, a breathalyzer. Wouldn't that be amazing? Mm. But just being totally aware, like being very strict on yourself. If you know that you have to get up to drop the kids to school at 8 a.m, you need to pull that back and you need to stop having your last drink. You need to calculate the time that you're not drink driving in the morning,
yeah.
And just being conscious of that. Drink aware, have a daily inbuilt calculator on the website so you can actually go in and say, listen, if I have six drinks and I have to get up at 8 a.m, when do I need to stop drinking? And then remember the water at night. So alcohol makes you pee more. It's like coffee or tea, right? So it does make you pee more. So to compensate that dehydration, it's really important to drink fluids when you get home and have a little slice of toast. And what that does is eating with alcohol slows down the absorption of the alcohol. That's why if you drink in an empty stomach, which is some people's preferred way, mm-hmm. which is a disaster, right? But that you need to eat something and have water before you go to bed. Good, decent amount of water. But milk is actually the most effective.
Okay.
Do you remember we said that before? It's amazing because it's got protein and it's actually more hydrating before. So a glass of milk before you go to bed, something, and it basically slows down the absorption of alcohol in your system.
Okay, amazing.
And replenishes your body.
Be very mindful of that, especially over Christmas, and do not drink and drive. Can we talk about over-the-counter? Is there over-the-counter hangover remedies that...
Yes. So some people, so what a hangover, the main thing that causes sickness is actually the dehydration. So it's awful. So the diuretics are super effective. Go in and talk to your pharmacist. Some people say milk thistle, they swear by it.
What about charcoal?
Charcoal, you can, yeah, and it helps it, but the absorption's already done. The honestly, the horse is along the track. You're in it. So you actually just need to replenish your body, right? So it's really it's the diuretics. Having something to eat and just minding yourself. Some people puke with hangovers, so maybe something like a proteum. Go in and ask your pharmacist. You can get over-the-counter anti-sickness, like proteins that just rest the acid in your belly. But you know when, you know something really effective in my house that I do? If, you know, in terms of overindulging, it's that grazing is an absolute nightmare Christmas. And you are going to gain quite significant amount of weight with that grazing potentially.
Yeah.
Like I'm aware that you're going to hate me for saying this out loud.
Go on.
Like a spoonful of Nutella, I love Nutella, but a spoonful is 80 calories.
I do love that. Nutella.
I love Nutella, but that's a teaspoon. That's one of the baby spoons, not the big ones.
Oh, the little
fellas.
Oh, wow.
And you know what else 80 calories is? A chocolate, like a celebration.
One celebration?
Like... It's between 60 and 80. They're like so that nice is, they're so nice. I love them so much.
But we can counteract.
No.
We can. We can up our exercise as well to be mindful that we are going to graze over Christmas period.
And it's good for your mental health and all your nights out.
Getting
and
out.
The fresh air, the exercise. And actually just being aware of, like, and I'm not saying don't eat celebrations or Nutella. I love them. But just enjoy them when you're eating them. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Being mindful.
Balance.
It's that mindless eating. But it's about getting up. So, again, it's controlling your controllables. So if you know that you have a Christmas party that's going to wipe you out from 4 o'clock till whatever, until Saturday or the following week, like me, if you're old like me. But it's about exercising that morning, getting fresh air and getting your body moving. And that'll help an awful lot with the anxiety and things like that when you're out. So exercise is key. Hydration is key. And then a healthy diet in between all these, and it'll massively help you.
And then you'll enjoy your Christmas
you
season.
You will
enjoy it.
When you're eating your sticky toffee pudding, just enjoy it.
Well, you'll enjoy it more when you know you've been for a bit of a walk
beforehand. Yeah, and your body is, and you've got your anxiety down and your body's digesting it and you're hydrated and you feel a lot better and you actually just be able to enjoy it, lean into the experience.
And just don't drink too much. Just don't drink too much.
Look on DrinkAware, that website is great.
Okay, drinkaware.ie, there we go. Sarah, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
And you can follow Sarah, she's at Hands On Health. Some great tips and tricks on there.
Jem Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.